This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Anti-Aging and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Greg McPherson, CEO of MitoQ, developer of the first antioxidant formula able to penetrate mitochondria. The MitoQ formula, the result of ongoing studies into the impact of mitochondria on the body, especially on health, was recently selected by the National Institute of Aging to be a part of a major research project on anti-aging. Mr. McPherson, we thank you for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Great to be talking with you, Eric.
So tell us, what is mitochondria and when and why do they start to decline in function?
Alrighty, well, mitochondria are like tiny little organelles inside our cells, and we have between 10 and a cell or even up to 1,000. And what they do is they deliver energy to our cells. So when we eat food and when we breathe, etc., these mitochondria, essentially what they do is they convert that food and that air into energy that our cells can use. And that's really important because our cells need a bunch of energy to run and operate well. And it's just a new frontier in science and biology, people understanding how important these mitochondria are for our health, because our cells need energy. And when they don't get enough energy, then negative things can happen for our cells and our organs and our health.
Now, this decline is intricately linked to the aging process and gets progressively worse. What are the visible and non-visible signs here?
Alrighty, so what happens with mitochondria is that in the process of generating energy, they also generate free radicals, and I guess taking it back to the kind of the engine that's working well analogy, the free radicals are kind of like exhaust, and mitochondria are responsible for 95% of the free radicals in our cells. And so what happens as we age, essentially, is as our mitochondria get out of tune and they start producing more free radicals, and that starts to damage the cell. And the reason that that happens is that for whatever reason, there are less antioxidants that are produced in the mitochondria as we get older. So that disrupts the process, gets the mitochondria out of tune, and they start delivering less energy. So our cells start to get starved of energy. They start to change how they work, and they don't, and it just generally just slows down how our cells are working. And that manifests in our skin. We can see it as we age and we visibly age. But it also happens on the inside as well, as our organs are essentially doing the same thing as our skin. They're starting to age and not function quite as well.
Why is having lots of healthy functioning mitochondria important to our overall health? Get into that a little, if you would.
Yeah, look, Eric, it's almost like if you imagine being, you know, a young child or a teenager or in your early 20s, your mitochondria are actually working optimally at that age. And what they're doing is they're delivering optimal energy to these cells. The cells are able to do their function as well as have energy left over to do housekeeping, repair, removing waste, etc. So what happens as we get a little older is these mitochondria are not working so well, and the cells have to make a decision. What do I do? Do I keep doing my main thing, which perhaps in your heart is beating or in your brain is thinking? But they divert what they do into those main things, and what happens is that the housekeeping and the taking care of repair work, etc., starts to get ignored, and that's what happens when our cells don't have enough energy. They start to work on the main thing and ignore the stuff which may be not so important in the short term, but definitely is in the long term. And when that happens, we start to get junk building up in our cells, we get DNA damage, all those little things which start to impact on how our cells function, and that's pretty much describing the aging process. So if you can get those mitochondria tuned up and get that energy flowing again, then your cells are starting to act young, they're starting to do all that little housework that they need to be doing, and that essentially reverses and slows the aging process. And the other thing is that they start to, when they're tuned properly, essentially, they spilling less free radicals into the cell. And we want less free radicals into our cells because they're damaging. They damage the DNA and they damage the cell components.
Today we are with Greg McPherson, CEO of MitoQ, developer of the first antioxidant formula able to penetrate mitochondria, here on eHealth Radio's Anti-Aging and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Greg, researchers have linked over 200 health conditions to mitochondrial dysfunction. What are some of these conditions and how do the MitoQ supplements work to ease the symptoms?
Alrighty, so there is, as you said, there's over 200 conditions now linked to mitochondrial dysfunction, and they're the big problems, the diabetes, the neurodegenerative diseases as we get older, cardiovascular disease, liver disease, kidney disease, and it's not rocket science. You know, as we get older and we're getting less energy to our cells, there's less energy available to our organs, and if we've got a particular weakness in a particular organ, for example. Might be our kidney or liver or lungs or whatever, essentially. If we are able to get energy back into those cells and get them functioning properly, then we have quite a significant impact on conditions associated with those particular organs. And the key organs that we're talking about are the brain, the liver, the kidneys, the heart. These are organs which consume lots of energy, and they all have a lot of mitochondria in them, so it's very important that we keep the mitochondria working properly. And if we do correct the mitochondria in terms of getting them working properly, then it has quite a significant impact on organ health. So for conditions associated with all those organs, it's not rocket science. Get these mitochondria working properly. Get the energy going properly, reduce the oxidative stress in these organs, and essentially you will see some level of repair and I guess getting your organs working like they did when you were a little bit younger.
Certainly interesting information. And also MitoQ, I understand, has developed a skin serum. How does that work and what are the results with this?
Look, we're getting amazing results from our skincare product. I mean, the skin is our largest organ, and it's no different from our heart and our liver and our lungs, etc. It needs energy to operate properly and generate collagen, if you will, and elastin and all the things that make your skin healthy. So when you apply MitoQ topically, it energizes your skin's mitochondria, which energizes your skin, and it starts to act younger. So you visibly see the anti-aging effects of MitoQ, and in terms of results, we've done some very interesting research, and from anecdotal feedback from all our customers, which show that essentially you put MitoQ on topically onto your skin, you see quite remarkable results.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip along the lines of what we have been discussing on this episode?
Absolutely. I think what excites me about this particular product is that I know a lot of people are aware of a product called CoQ10. It's a pretty popular supplement out there. CoQ10 is the key antioxidant inside our mitochondria, and it's extremely important. But what most people don't understand is that this CoQ10 compound is extremely difficult to get into the mitochondria. And in fact, our mitochondria make their own CoQ10 inside because it doesn't cross the membranes. So the real breakthrough that we've seen with MitoQ is we've found a way to get CoQ10 back into the mitochondria. And when we do that, literally, and stabilize and optimize the mitochondria, then people will just see some reasonably significant health benefits, as well as just a general boost in energy, because when we're delivering energy to our body on a body basis or a global basis, it can only do good things for our health.
Well, Mr. McPherson, we certainly appreciate your time and getting us up to speed on how we can improve the function of mitochondria and slowing the aging process. Where can listeners get more information about MitoQ supplements and how can they be in touch accordingly?
Absolutely. Look, if they visit MitoQ.com, that's MitoQ.com, we have a range of information which just explains what mitochondria are, how they work, what happens as we get older, and the benefits of what happens when we get them functioning properly as we get older. So I thoroughly recommend people just to take the time to do a little bit of research, and they'll they'll understand the benefits of fixing your mitochondria, and therefore the health benefits of improving mitochondria and this product.
Once again, Mr. McPherson, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and look forward to a future conversation, and have a great rest of your day.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Eric. Thanks for your time.
And you're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours. We have been speaking with Greg McPherson, CEO of MitoQ, developer of the first antioxidant formula able to penetrate mitochondria. And for more information and for contact, simply visit MitoQ.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Anti-Aging and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.